Ancient Texts on the Egyptian Mysteries. The initiatic and mystical character of ancient Egypt is attested from the time of the Pyramid Texts, Old Kingdom, circa 2350 BCE, through the Greco-Roman eras. Ancient authors consistently considered Egypt the font of ancient wisdom, and described the mysteries and initiatic character of the Egyptians. Here are selected passages from ancient Egypt and the classical world on the Egyptian mysteries, adapted for modern listeners. Pyramid Texts, Old Kingdom, circa 2600 to 2400 BCE.
O King, thou didst not depart dead, thou didst depart living, so thou sittest upon the throne of Osiris, thy scepter in thy hand, thou commandst the living. Thy scepters are in thy hand, commanding those of secret places.
The Pyramid Texts, Old Kingdom.
A stairway to heaven shall be laid down for him, that he may ascend to heaven thereon. He ascends on the smoke of the great sensing. He flies as a goose, he alights as a scarab, upon the empty throne which is thy boat, O Re.
New Kingdom, circa 1560 to 1060 BCE.
When they have addressed this god whilst rowing along his boat, they cry out, and they bring him to rest in the fields of Neptune gods, who are in the following of Osiris. If these scenes be done in writing, according to the similitudes which are in the hidden places of the palace, and if a person hath knowledge of these words, they shall act as magical protectors upon earth, regularly, unfailingly, and eternally.
Amduat, Third Hour, New Kingdom.
Whosoever knoweth these things, being attached to his place, shall have his bread with Ra. Whosoever knoweth these things, being a soul and spirit, shall never enter the place of destruction.
Amduat, Ninth Hour, New Kingdom.
The hidden circle of Amentet, through which this great god traveleth and taketh up his place in the Tuat, if these things be made with their names after the manner of this figure which is depicted at the east of the hidden house of the Tuat, and if a man knoweth their names whilst he is upon earth, and knoweth their places in Amenti, he shall attain to his own place in the Tuat, and he shall stand up in all places which belong to the gods whose voices are Ma'at, even as the divine sovereign chiefs of Ra, and the mighty ones of the palace, and this knowledge shall be of benefit to him upon earth.
The Litany of the Sun, New Kingdom.
Here is the opening of the Book of the Worship of Re, in the fullness of being, of the worship of Tempt, in the All That Is. The person who understands this work founded upon the earth, like a porcelain figure at sunset, which is Re's triumph. Anyone who has knowledge on earth has knowledge after death.
Inscription on a statue of Amenhotep, son of Hapi, 19th Dynasty, New Kingdom.
I was introduced into the divine book. I beheld the excellent things of Thoth. I was equipped with their secrets. I opened all the passages. One took counsel with me on all their matters.
Book of the Dead, Saite period version, 600 to 500 BCE.
If this chapter be known by the deceased, he shall become a perfect spirit soul in Ke'ert Netcher, and he shall not die a second time, and he shall eat his food side by side with Osiris. If this chapter be known by the deceased upon earth, he shall become like unto Thoth, and he shall be adored by those who live. He shall not fall headlong at the moment of the intensity of the royal flame of the goddess Bast, and the great prince shall make him to advance happily.
Herodotus, 5th century BCE.
On this lake they perform by night the show of his sufferings, and this the Egyptians call mysteries.
Diodorus Siculus, circa 90 to 30 BCE.
The ceremonies and rites of Osiris agree in everything with those of Dionysus, and that those of Isis and Demeter are one and the same, differing in nothing but the name. The feigning of Hermes to be the conductor of souls was derived from the old Egyptian custom that he who brought back the dead body of Apis, when he came to the place, delivered it to him who represented Cerberus.
Charamon the Stoic, 1st century CE.
These philosophic priests gave up the whole of their life to the contemplation and worship of divine natures and to divine inspiration. Through contemplation, science, and through both, they procured a certain occult exercise of manners worthy of antiquity.
Iamblichus of Chalcis, circa 245 to 325 CE.
For the illumination, which is present through the invocation, is self-appearing and self-subsisting, and goes forth into manifestation through the divine energy and perfection. By such a purpose, therefore, the gods, being gracious and propitious, give forth light abundantly to the theurgists, both calling their souls upward into themselves, providing for them union to themselves in the chorus, and accustoming them, while they are still in the body, to hold themselves aloof from corporeal things, and likewise to be led up to their own eternal and noetic first cause. For when we become entirely soul, and are outside of the body and soaring on high with all the gods of the non-material realm, we occupy ourselves with sublime visions. The Egyptian priests do not by any means contemplate these sacred things with the reasoning faculty alone, but they also teach that, by means of the sacerdotal theurgy, the aspirant may mount up to the higher and more universal, and those conditions established superior to fate and to God the Creator, the Demiurgos, neither becoming attached to the realm of matter, nor taking hold of anything else besides, only the observing of a proper time.